This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. And if you're a company out there and you'd like to be a part of that, let me know. You can reach me, Scott, at haystackhelp.com. And we do very thorough background checks on companies and make sure, such as contractors, they're licensed, insured, all those things to make sure we are bringing you good quality companies. And I mentioned this before, but one of the very first companies that came apart of HaystackHelp.com is, of course, our guest today, Mr. Kurt Rogers, an affordable interest mortgage. So, Kurt, we've been together a long time.
Yeah, you know, I thought we talked about that the other day, and I thought it was 3 or 4 years, and you said, no, it's about 9.
Right.
See, you know, when you get comfortable with somebody, just time flies.
Exactly, absolutely. Again, affordable interest mortgage, and I say this every week, your one-stop shop for all your mortgage needs, AIMortgage.net, and their number is 720-895-0500. Well, Kurt, man, the year is getting by us quickly here.
It's just, you know, the more gray hair we get, the faster these days
exactly.
go, isn't it? You just don't have time for anything.
Oh, I mean, you know, and when, it's just amazing how you look fast. And they always say as you get older, time flies quicker, man.
It still moves the same, but we move slower.
Wow. Yeah, that's true. That's really very true.
You know, what? I'll go out in the yard to do something, and what I used to be able to do in 3 hours might take me two days. When it gets hot, I got to take more breaks.
Yep.
The body just says, I'm not playing.
See, that's why I have HaystackHelp.com, so I can call people to come do that and let them take breaks. Yeah, absolutely. Well, what's our just real estate world like right now? I mean, you deal with a lot of realtors out there, too. What's the gauge right now of what's happening out there?
Well, you know, it's been pretty steady lately for the last couple of years. There's just not enough homes to meet all the people that are moving into town. So it creates this demand. How much longer it's going to continue, I don't know. I think it will go for at least another year, maybe another year and a half. As we know, rates are sneaking up, which is changing some of the field that's out there, but it's there's just not enough homes. You see them building all kinds of townhomes and complexes, and they're trying to find more space, but they don't want to overbuild. So it's kind of a tough little mix. And then on top of all of that, they have to continue to build some of the what we call starter homes, which, you know, $250,000-$300,000, but they got to build them. Otherwise, you don't have support staff to do everything else you want to do in Colorado.
Sure.
So it's still pretty chaotic, and it will continue for a bit.
Yeah, and there is tons of construction going on.
Everywhere.
Wow.
You know, we've lived there a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Driving I-25, I-70, you know, we used on a Saturday or Sunday, it was pretty easy. 7 at night, it was not anymore. not no more.
Yep.
They can't repair the highways fast enough.
No, and there's...
And C-470... Yeah,
that's a disaster.
I'm surprised there's not more accidents.
No doubt.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Pretty bad.
You know, many people suggest that refinancing your home to pay off debt may be a good way to improve your cash flow or cut expenses. Let's talk about that. True or false?
For some people, yes. For some people, no. I had a lady call me this morning. She wanted to pay off some of her debt. And she says to me, she said, well, I said, how much? And she said, $15,000. I said, don't refinance your house. You got a good rate. Stay with what you got. Get a second mortgage. Because, you know, she's in a 20-year loan. She's got a very good rate. Why would you want to redo that for only 15? With home values up, now's a good time to do that. When you start looking at having debt, whether it's car payments, whether it's student loans, you know, whether it's credit card payments, sometimes it's more beneficial to pay them off. If you're paying off $20,000, $30,000, and those payments are high, yeah, then that's okay. But for something as small as 15, you sometimes just take out a home equity line of credit and you pay them off. You know, homes have been appreciating at 8 to 10%. So let's say you had a $300,000 house a year and a half ago. That house is probably worth $350,000. So, you know, you're making $50,000, $70,000. Now all of a sudden, you could take half of that, pay off your debt, and not increase your payment. So there's a lot of questions you need to ask about, is it the right time? Does it work? Does it not work?
And that's really why you do a free consultation with people to figure it out.
Yeah.
And you know what? Could you have made money refinancing that for 15 grand? Absolutely. And there's probably a lot of people out there would have said, that's exactly what you need to do.
No. You know, doing a mortgage loan is not free. I mean, I don't charge any points or any fees. But there are costs. You have to do an appraisal in most cases. You have title work that has to be done. You have an underwriting fee that the lender wants. That all adds up to, you know, $1,000, $2,000 that you don't necessarily need when you're only borrowing $15. So sometimes it's better just to get a small home equity line of credit and make that work. But there are times, if you're looking at, let's say you want to refinance your home and pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt. The funny thing is that the average American family, according to a statistic, has $16,000 in credit card debt. Now, we're not talking car payments, installment loans.
It's just pure credit card.
Pure credit card debt. And the average payment on that credit card debt is 1.5%. Now, if you got $16,000, this statistic, this was surprising to me, this statistic states that if you pay just that payment of 1.5%, it's going to take you 14 years to pay off that $16,000. Okay. When you start, and that's if you don't charge anymore.
Right.
That means you just decide to quit charging. What we don't understand is with rates changing, they're going to continue to change. And let's talk about the rates. When the Feds raise the Feds fund rate, that affects short-term loans, car loans, credit card debt.
Mm-hmm.
Installment loans like mortgages, it doesn't affect. So our rates have moved. If you look at a year ago, the interest rate was 4.25% on a short-term loan. That was what the Fed's fund rate was. Prime was 4.25%. 2 years ago, it was 3.5%. Today, it's 5%. So it's moved up 0.75% 1 year, another 0.75% as of this point this year. So those rates are going to keep going. The average credit card interest rate, this will surprise you. It surprised me when I read it, is 16%. Now, there's a lot of people that got zero. But there's a lot of people that got 20.
Sure.
So as the rates change, those rates keep going up. When you consider that, refinancing and paying off that debt is a great way to release some of that pressure and keep some of your money. Some people will say, well, I don't want to restart a 30-year loan. You don't have to. That's one of the beauties. You can refinance. I got a guy right now that we're refinancing his home. We're paying off all of his debt. He's going to, from a 22-year, we're taking him to 20 years and reducing his payments $1,222 a month. And he's repaid off all of his debt. So his mortgage term went down, and he's still saving $1,222.
Wow.
So when you sit down and start looking at, and that's if the rates don't go up anymore, what's happening to him, it's an amazing story.
So when you sit down with people, I mean, do you have to go through like, hey, what are your goals? What are you trying to do? I mean, does it start all the way back there when people start talking about refinancing?
Well, the way we work, to answer that question is yes. The way some, I think, work is no. For example, somebody will call, say, I want to pull out $30,000. I want to pay off credit debt. We say, okay, I will do that. But I'd like to find out a few more questions. I'd like to find out what your long-term goals is. I understand you want to get rid of this, but maybe there's a way we can do a long-term goal that's even better. Or maybe you're saying, I want to pay off that debt, and within 3 to 5 years, we're going to move. That's a completely different look. How do you save the most amount of money in the period of time you're going to stay in the home? That's one of the things we try to consider and show you. If you don't want to do it, it's okay. But we think it's important that you understand, can I solve my problem today, and then can I solve it in 3 to 5 years? If I've got kids that are 12 that in 4 years they're going to be going, or 15 and they're going to be going to college, what have I got? What am I setting myself up for? Where do I want to be? What's going to happen with the market? There are questions that we're going to ask to try to find out, well, maybe this might be the best thing to do, or maybe this is a better thing. And if the kids go to college, do you want to stay in the home? Do you want to go somewhere else? What do you want to do? Do you want to remodel the house to make it work? How do you want to do all of that? Now, we're just asking the questions to fulfill everything you're looking for. If, again, if you don't want to do it, it's okay. But we think it's important that you know that there are other options.
Right.
It's your money. You spend it any way you want.
Sure. Kurt Rogers is our guest. Affordable Interest Mortgage is the company. Our number is 303-477-5600 if you've got any questions for Kurt. So are a lot of people right now looking to do things with their home? I mean, staying in their home, but then wanting to, you know, do some remodeling and different things like that?
Yeah, some of the people are wanting to do that. We run across that when people, because they can't find a house, so they're thinking of remodeling. And that's other conversations we have about doing different things. A lot of people, like this lady that wants this $15,000, I suggested she look at a home equity line of credit. Now, most people, a lot of people, when you talk to them about a home equity line of credit, they have this belief that that's a fixed payment. That's not true. Home equity line of credit is a line of credit which the rate will go up and down as the access to that line of credit goes up and down. Meaning which if you borrow 30 and you pay it down to 20, you can go back and take 10 out.
Mm-hmm.
That, but the rate's adjustable. They have HE loans, and a HE loan is a fixed loan for a period of time, 7, 10, 15, 20, maybe 25 years. Two completely different loans. The fixed loan, the HE loan, is going to have a higher rate. It's going to be 6.5% pretty easy. A HELOC is going to be closer to the 5. Now, if you look at a home equity line of credit at 3.5% on $30,000, that payment's only $8,750. But today, with the rates where they are, with prime being at 5%, that payment now jumps to $125. So as that rate goes up, so does that payment.
Right.
So while I may suggest it, I also explain to you, be ready, it's going to change. What most people also don't understand, that if they look at that home equity line of credit, if you have one, you can actually pay it off with lazy money. But the bank won't tell you that. Every home equity line of credit comes with the option of a checking account. They've been designed like that for years. But the bank won't tell you that if you open a checking account, put money into it, sweep it into your HELOC, it pays you the same rate as your mortgage till you spend the money. So it actually works like a savings account and a checking account all at once on this home equity line of credit. It kind of works like the asset manager.
Sure.
And if you use that, you can pay it off without making extra payments. It's simple. It lowers your payment. Everything works. But the bank doesn't want to tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to keep that up. And I understand why. We try to explain to you there's other ways of looking at little tricks on how to save your money instead of giving it to somebody else when you don't have to.
Yep.
Those are some of the advantages.
And, you know, real quick before a break, we talk about remodeling and doing some things around the house. Do smart remodels. And by that, I mean do things that are going to bring you back some money. And that's usually what? Kitchen. Is good.
Floors, bathrooms. Then basements.
Yep.
The one thing, and it's surprising, that will bring, and this is a survey that I saw published, the one thing that you can do to your house that will bring you the most money for the buck is paint, as long as you don't paint every room a different color.
Yeah.
But paint.
Mm-hmm.
Paint will make a house look new, and it costs $100, maybe $150 to paint. But you'll add more than that in value. Your second thing is a kitchen. A kitchen will bring you anywhere from 85 to 110% of what you spend in an appraisal.
Right.
Bathrooms, they're bringing you about 75 to 80%. Basements are about 70 to 75%. That you get your money back. So that's one of the reasons remodeling sometimes is working.
I was recently in Dallas a couple of weeks ago. Went back to some old neighborhoods and different things where I grew up, and it's amazing the square footage that parents brought up, families of you know, four or five kids, the wife, the husband, whatever. And I mean, when I go back and see these homes now, they're tiny.
Tiny.
Homes.
You thought they were big when you were
a
kid.
Everybody, yeah.
Yeah. The house that I grew up in Florida, it was a two-bedroom, and we had maybe 1,050 square feet. I thought it was great. 1,050 square feet. It was all brick. A little bitty yard.
Right.
And I go back and I see it now and I go, wow, this thing is really dinky.
Yeah.
And, you know, my house now is only about 2,000 square feet, which isn't massive.
No, but I mean,
it's twice as big as the house I grew up in.
Absolutely.
And I filled every room with all kinds of stuff.
Exactly. Me too.
We do it.
720-895-0500 is the number for Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt and his crew can help you out anytime, and we're going to go through all the different things they have to offer. But I'm telling you, we've been doing business together for a long, long time. And this is a company you can trust. These are people you can trust. This is Haystack Help Radio, and your money matters. We'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley. Now, many times you hear your radio host like me say something like, let me tell you about my friends at, then we'll talk about a sponsor that we truly believe in and endorse. Well, in this case, let me tell you about a company that really is part of my family, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. For over 13 years, we have trusted our furry family members to this wonderful staff. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe that all pets deserve to have a good life, and their goal is to help you keep your pets happy and healthy throughout their life by providing complete pet care services every day, all at one location. We love the Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center boarding lodge, and your pet will too. Your pet will receive one-on-one care and attention throughout their stay. Open 7 days a week for your convenience. Check them out. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, located at 8681 Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. 303-708-8050. 303-708-8050. Or check them out online at lonetreevet.com.
Without changing your budget, own your home faster. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have learned to pay less interest to the bank, not change their spending habits, and own their home faster. Affordable Interest Mortgage has a possible solution. 720-895-0500. Does your current loan allow you to access your equity without refinancing for another loan at higher rates? Does your current loan allow your equity to make your mortgage payment without late fees or dinging your credit? At AIM, we have a loan that allows you those freedoms, all for 30 years. This could be the last loan you need. Pay off your home faster, pay less interest to the bank, access your equity when you need it, skip payments. Call AIM for details, 720-895-0500. If you're tired of paying all that interest up front on a traditional 30-year fixed, call 720-895-0500 and let us save you thousands. Home of the Asset Manager, locally owned and operated, where it is all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Whatley, along with Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Our show each week is Your Money Matters. And a lot of times we have a lot of different folks on here in the Denver area that something to deal with your finances, and boy, nothing more than your mortgage. And Affordable Interest Mortgage is our company, and they can be yours as well. And if you'd like a free consultation with Kurt to talk about anything with mortgages, you can reach him at 720-895-0500. So, Kurt, when we talk about refinancing, do home improvements, is it better to do that second mortgage? Like you said, you'd talk to one lady where, hey, it's better to do that or refinance. What's that deciding factor when you make your list of what to do?
Well, sometimes when somebody wants to do a remodel, they might want to borrow the money to redo the roof or maybe to do some landscaping. That, to me, I mean, it'll give you some of the value, but it's not, it's, you know, it's $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 in most cases. When you start talking about remodels that matter, for those folks that, you know, they want to go out and buy another house, but they're not going to get into a bidding war.
Sure.
They're not finding what they want, and they never know what they're going to get, and the price is so high. Even though they can make a lot of money on their home, they're giving it all away to buy another one. We're starting to see a lot of people say, no, I like my neighborhood, so I'm going to remodel the house I got to make it better for me. In that case, there are a couple different types of loans. FHA puts one out there for $35,000. up to $35,000. It's a simple little loan. And the way, just like the conventional, let's say your house is worth $300,000 and you want to do $35,000 worth of repairs, but it's only going to improve your house by 20%, okay? Mm-hmm. 66%. Well, what the way they work that loan is they'll refinance the house and give you the future value of the house times 115% for loan amount. So you can actually finance more than the $35,000 and get cash and make it all work. So that's just on the FHA. Conforming does it a little bit different. FHA will always have mortgage insurance. Conforming loans won't. But conforming will go up to $300,000. Now, when you start talking up to $300,000, you start talking into people that want to kind of scrape the top of their house off and build another layer. Or they want to tear out the back and build an extension to their house. You know, or maybe put a walkout basement in. They will take that up to $300,000. And again, they'll do it for the same thing. They'll go 75%. So you got $300,000. I got a guy right now, his payoff is right at $800,000. He wants to spend $300,000 and build this nice barn. He calls it a barn, but it's kind of a rec center that he's building for his house.
Right.
He's on a couple acres. So his house is worth about $1 million. When he's done, it's going to be worth about $1.2 million. He can finance all $300,000 because of this way this loan is set up and not extend his term. And get a better rate than if he was to go out and get a HELOC or get another type of loan. Hmm. Because it's securitized against the house. So you can have a lower payment and do a lot more work. So it just depends on how much you want to do. You see people with all kinds of ideas.
I could be wrong in this, but I don't see every banker that does mortgages sitting down and going through with everybody all the different things that you do.
That's an advantage I have.
And that's me saying that. So you're not bragging on yours. But I mean, there's something to say about locally owned, locally operated, and, I mean, your name's on it. So you're going to do people right.
Well, and we've talked about this in the past. All I do is mortgages. I'm not like a brick and mortar where I have checking accounts and savings accounts, and I do car loans, and I do other stuff. I do mortgages. So when a customer comes to me, I better know the best mortgage out there that fits them. I better know what programs are available in case they want to do this or that or a reverse or an asset man. I better know those things. Otherwise, that customer's going somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So it's a benefit to me because I'm all by myself that I force myself to have to learn that. And I've been around for almost 20 years now. We came through the mortgage meltdown, and I said this in the last show we had, nothing but by the grace of God did we get through that. But because of my customer base, we're able to continue. And they have forced me to listen and say, what about this? How do I get into investment property? What's the best way to start? One of those ways might be buy a duplex and live in one half of it. A year later, go buy another house, but now you got two rentals.
Sure.
Those are things that I'm kind of forced to do. Mm-hmm. Where a guy in a brick and mortar, he has a list of, I call it a menu. And on that menu is what he can offer you. I don't have a menu. I have an encyclopedia because I have to.
And he might honestly look at someone and say, this is the best program we have.
They have. But it might not be best for you.
Exactly.
And that's such a big deal. Because when people come into me, I might not be able to help them. I'll tell them, you need to go over here because I don't do that loan. That's not a product that I do, but I know it's available. And the funny thing about that, that's federal law. 3 years ago, there was a law that came out called TRID. It's called, I must inform a consumer of a product that's available, even if I don't offer it. It's my fiduciary responsibility. So if I know there's a product and somebody comes in and says, that's a better product than what I have, I got to tell them.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no problem with that because it's the best for them.
Right.
It's never come back and bit me. When I've done that, they've always come back to me later on. But that's just what you do.
Right. You know, I always say this, too. It's never too early to start that conversation with you. One, just to meet, see what each other's like, and then to go through all these things to pick out. So if someone's thinking, hey, 3 months down the road, 6 months down the road, a year down the road, while some programs may change, rates may change, whatever, there are some basic concepts that maybe they could get comfortable with just to figure out where they need to go.
I agree with that, and one of the things I try to recommend to anybody who's thinking about doing a mortgage, do yourself a favor. Go ahead and get your credit report, but don't pay attention to it. Have somebody do that. Have, for example, call me. I'll run your credit, tell you what you got, tell you what it's going to cost you. Not, again, I don't charge any fees, but because of your score, the difference between a 719 and a 721 can be $3,000. And it's real simple to move it 2 points. But if you don't know, you don't know.
Right.
And it's going to cost you. So if you're thinking about it, whether it's, a, you know, if you're going to do a car loan, have somebody in the car business. They can tell you how to, not all of them, but they can tell you how to improve your score a few points that can save you thousands of dollars in interest charges that you have no idea you're being charged.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you hear these people saying, well, rates right now are 4.25, 4.5. But that's if you're this. If you're not that, all of a sudden you're being charged 4.875, and you wonder why they're doing that. You think they're making more money. They aren't doing anything. The broker's not doing anything. It's the bank. Because your score demands more risk, and because of that, they charge more. And the bank gets it, not the broker.
Right.
Because we're all regulated as to what we can make per loan. We don't get to adjust anymore. There's no more, okay, let's negotiate origination. We don't have it. We get paid from the bank. That's it. So doing a little pre-work and going out and finding out what your real score is on a mortgage and then saying, if I moved it up 5 points or 8 points, look at what I'm doing.
And it's funny you use the term real score because a lot of people, we belong to these little things where you can check your credit, you can check your score. But to my knowledge, that's never the score that you see or the bank sees as the lender, right?
That's a retail score.
Yeah.
The law requires that you're able to see your scores. The FICO score only goes up to 850. So when somebody says, I got a 979, there is no such thing. And I'm not picking on that person. I'm just right. saying that's the system. They design it to where you can go in and you see your score. I think that's a good idea. You need to see what's on your credit report
mm-hmm.
and how to fix it. And there's ways to fix it. But, 850 is the best you got. The worst you got is 350.
And we've talked about this, too. Sometimes a couple of years out of bankruptcy or Chapter 13, there are still programs that you can help people.
I've actually had somebody do a purchase that was not out of a Chapter 13. They were still in it.
Mm.
Chapter 13, you can refinance or purchase while you're still in it. Chapter 7, you have to wait 2 years.
Okay.
So, there's ways to make that work. Foreclosures, they're a little bit different, but it's not a lot of people on a foreclosure, they think the day they walked out of the house. It's the day the house got sold to the ultimate buyer that now owns it or owned it before they sold it, not that the bank got it back. And normally that's 2 to 4 years outside of a foreclosure date.
Right. And we all love the saying, I got a guy, but you got a guy that really works with all this credit stuff that can really help people.
Yeah. I talk to him at least 3 or 4 times a week. And it's funny you bring that up. We've been working with this customer for a month now to get her name removed from an authorized user account. And the credit card company is doing everything in their power not to give us the document to make that work. And that moves up her score 12 points to make it work for her. And they're fighting her for 30 days. And it's not even her account. But we have a guy that's taught us now how to do that and how to fix that.
Mm-hmm. Why is there so much disparity between the three different bureaus? Sometimes there can be vast differences in those numbers.
75 points I've seen. And part of that is, depending on your, let's say it's a credit card or a car payment, they may not report to all three of the credit bureaus. If you do your own credit check, like on, let's say, Credit Karma, and you see that your car payment is being reported by two but not three, call up the third and say, I want you to report there. Because if you're making payments, it's going to improve your score. If you got good payments on a credit card, it's going to improve your score. Make them, because you can tell them to do that. Again, mm-hmm. nobody wants to tell you that. They figure that it's your responsibility. I ain't got time. But by doing that, you improve your score. You save money. And it's just sometimes it's just the simplest of things that make that work.
Gotcha.
That's why.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio, a special edition of Your Money Matters. When we come back, a couple of words we've been hearing a lot about over the last year or so, and that is mortgage insurance. When we come back, Kurt's going to tell you what you need to know about that. This is Haystack Help Radio.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
You were injured in an accident. You went to the doctor and you thought your insurance would cover it. But that was before you realized how the insurance company actually works. And before you knew how long your pain would really last. So now you're stuck with a bunch of bills that you can't afford. And the nagging pain has been keeping you up all night, making you feel like you're going to lose your mind every day. You are not alone. There is an answer. Call Flesh & Beck Injury Attorneys. Flesh & Beck have the experience and the knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance companies designed to minimize your claim. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. If you've been injured in an accident, call Flesh & Beck Injury Law at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation to find out if Flesh & Beck can help you get the compensation that you deserve.
Do not try to navigate the maze of Medicare on your own, because confusion can be costly. Group insurance analysts will lay out your options in a clear, thorough manner so you don't make a mistake. Unless you do your research, you could get stuck with a Medicare plan that doesn't work for you. As independent brokers, group insurance analysts will do the research for you so you get the best possible premiums. They'll check the networks so you keep your current doctor, and they'll find a prescription drug plan that provides the most coverage for your medications. You won't get this kind of personalized expert advice anywhere else. Furthermore, Group Insurance Analysts provides Medicare recommendations at no cost to you, the customer. Call today so that Group Insurance Analysts may put together an easy-to-understand report tailored to fit your needs in retirement. 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
And we are back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley, along with Kurt Rogers. If you're just joining us, Affordable Interest Mortgage, AIMortgage.net. Kurt's number is 720-895-0500. And again, if you've got any kind of mortgage needs whatsoever, that's the number you need, 720-895-0500. So, Kurt, as I mentioned before the break there, mortgage insurance. We hear that in a lot of different conversations now. So, maybe give us a little background on, you know, why you need it, who normally needs it, and now who may not need it.
It's a common philosophy that mortgage insurance is a bad thing, and if you buy mortgage insurance, you're stupid. Well, funny thing, about 34% of the mortgages out there have mortgage insurance. So those folks aren't really stupid. There's a reason you may need it, but you need to understand why lenders charge it. Lenders loan money because of risk. The higher the risk to them, and what determines the risk is, let's say you have a group of people that have scores from 700 to 720. What percentage of them foreclosed? What was the cost on those foreclosures versus what they borrowed out? So what's my expense? That's a risk bracket for them. 720 to 740 is different. 680 to 700 is different. So when they, a first-time home buyer versus a person that's owned five homes, somebody been on a job 2 years versus 5 years, somebody's got 20,000 in the bank or 80,000, those all factor in as to risk as to what the banks look at. The rule of thumb is if you're above 80% loan to value, you're going to have mortgage insurance. What it is they're ensuring that the lender that's loaning you the money gets their money. So you're paying this bank like car insurance.
Right.
I'm paying for insurance, so if I wreck the car, the insurance company fixes the car. If I default on the loan, the lender gets their money. So the lender say, fine, I'll do that. The risk is higher, but I'll do it because I'm not collecting. Lenders don't collect the mortgage insurance. There's a company that collects it. Then they're responsible to pay it. If you go back to 2008, there were many large AIG mortgage insurance companies that went out of business because they had so much liability and everybody wasn't paying. Caused them, a lot of them, to go bankrupt. That's the reason for it. Should you pay it? Should you not pay it? That depends on you. In most cases, if you're a first-time home buyer or you're someone that doesn't have a lot of money down, your loan-to-value is going to be higher. That was the purpose that FHA was created back in the 50s, for those with little money down to get them into a home, because home ownership is good for the economy. Everything about it is good.
Mm-hmm.
So by putting people into homes, they're able to be part of a community or a neighborhood, and they buy things, and the money starts to flow. That's important for the economy. So the insurance was to protect the lenders. So if you have little money down, it'll get you started. Let's say you have only $1,000. There are loan programs out there that will get you into the loan with just $1,000 in the mortgage insurance. Or maybe you don't have perfect credit scores. Maybe you're a 620 or 600.
Right.
You can still buy a home. You're going to have mortgage insurance. It doesn't say no, but it allows you to get started because something might have happened over here that caused that, and you're going to work your way back. So you shouldn't be penalized for a mistake because guess what? We all make them. There's ways to buy homes. There's people that are buying 2- and 4-unit properties, and they're going to get them with mortgage insurance. Now, think of it this way. Let's say you're 30 years old and you're making $50,000 a year. You can go out and buy a 2- or 4-plex. Buy one of them as your primary. The other three makes all your house payment. You have none, even with the mortgage insurance, so you're living rent-free.
Mm-hmm.
Those programs are available with mortgage insurance, some without, some with. So if you're trying to buy a home, sometimes that's the best benefit.
So how do you go about the timing of knowing maybe when to refinance? And then when you refinance, you still look whether mortgage insurance is good or bad for you?
I sit down with many customers, and when we start the process, I will look at everyone is trying to put them into a conforming loan. If you're a 680, I'm still going to try to put you into a conforming loan. If you start falling below that, I will show you an option to where you can, let's say you're a 622. You can buy the home. You're going to get a better interest rate with FHA than you will with conforming.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to have mortgage insurance, and I'm going to explain that one in a minute. But you buy the home. You stay in the home 6 months, 24 months, and you work on improving your credit score to take it from that 622 to a 680 or a 700. Can be done. Do it all the time. Then all of a sudden you can refinance out of it. Even if the rate goes up, the mortgage insurance go away, you're saving $200 to $300 a month, and you have a loan with no mortgage insurance.
And that's real money, $200 to $300 a month, man.
It's more than real money because the interest on your home, you may be able to deduct. You have to get with your CPA. But mortgage insurance is not tax deductible. It doesn't pay off your home any faster. It doesn't help.
Gotcha.
While it's not for everybody, it is for some. So there's a period of time, you know, 6 months, 12 months, 24 months, because home values keep increasing in Colorado, you may go from that 97% loan to value to a 91 or a 90 within 6 months. I've got many people doing that. Now all of a sudden I can come back and get you into one, your loan to value is not as high, but I can put it in the rate and you have no mortgage insurance. And like I said before, the example I'll use, if you do an FHA loan now, and let's say you borrow $300,000, just a flat $300,000 at 4%. The principal and interest payment on that on an FHA with the mortgage insurance is $1,867 at 4%. Mortgage insurance costs you a 1 to 1.25% rate. And I say that to people and they get the deer in the headlight glare. What do you mean? The example is same $300,000 at 5.25% with no mortgage insurance has a payment of $1,856. So I can charge 1.25% more with no mortgage insurance. It's cheaper than the one with mortgage insurance. And the interest on that home may be tax deductible. The mortgage insurance is not. So there's times you need it, but you don't have to stay in it. You can look at ways to move. It gets you in the door to get you going.
Sure.
Then we can show you ways to fix it down the road.
Now, notice here, word conforming loan.
Mm-hmm.
Just explain what that term means.
Conforming is the same as pretty much a conventional loan.
Okay.
Conforming loan limit right now is 400, or conventional loan limit is 453.1. They have a thing called high balance that they came out with a couple years ago. With one of my lenders, we'll go up to $689,000. That's the loan amount. So if you put 5% down on that, you're buying a $700,000 house, and you can get that loan with no mortgage insurance. But it goes to 689. That used to be classified as a jumbo. Again, remember I talked about risk. Risk becomes, if a bank is going to loan out $600,000, and the average loan amount is $350,000, for one customer, they're actually doing two loans. So the risk is higher to them. So they charge a higher rate to protect their investment. It's not a bad thing. We all do it. So it's okay for the bank to do it. But understand it going in. How do you beat the system? How do you find another way to make that work?
Right.
So we can show you how to do that. But that's the difference between conforming, high balance, and jumbo. Jumbo is anything over 689. Up to $2.5 million.
And that's
super jumbo.
Yeah, that's super jumbo.
That's super jumbo.
But there's a lot of that around here in the state, isn't there?
Well, the average home in Colorado, what'd they say, was it 504,000?
Right.
Yeah, that's the average. I mean, that's pretty high.
Wow. So when we start talking about the tax deduction part of the mortgage thing, interest is all the time?
Can be.
Yeah.
Not always.
Okay.
That's a lot of people are a little confused with that. They changed the standard deduction. Prior to this year, your standard deduction, I think, was 12.5, which means if your interest that you're paying on your home did not exceed, and the taxes you're paying on your home did not exceed 12.5, there was no sense in taking the interest deduction. You automatically got it. They changed that to 24,000. But in that little caveat, a lot of people missed. They also took away charitable donations, meaning which, if you give $10,000 a year to your church and your taxes and insurance on your or interest on your home is $12,000, you now have $22,000. You don't get to write off your interest on your deductions for your church, and you don't get to write off the interest on the home. It's anything in excess of $24,000.
Right.
So it's changed the game.
Hmm.
Most people don't pay $24,000. The churches, you know, talking with my church, article I read, they said that they're figuring there's $13 billion going to be lost in charitable donations because people can't write them off anymore, and a lot of people use that.
Sure.
Church still needs it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely needs it.
Kurt Rogers, our guest, Affordable Interest Mortgage. And when we come back from this break, we're going to talk about a loan that is very, very special. Not for everyone. But I'm telling you, if it's for you, it can be a game changer, a life changer for you and your family, how you can own your home in much quicker time. And Kurt's going to tell us about that. It's called the Asset Manager with Affordable Interest Mortgage. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman's of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. Since 2004, it's been our mission to provide the highest quality of service and trust to every customer we serve. M4 Roofing and Gutters is a family-owned and operated company right here in Englewood, Colorado. At M4 Roofing and Gutters, quality customer service is our top priority. For a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project, call today 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and HaystackHelp.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Kurt Rogers with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. 720-895-0500. Again, is the number for Affordable Interest Mortgage. And, hey, maybe you're looking at a reverse mortgage, refinancing, buying your first home, whatever the case is, telling you, call Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. All right, Kurt, asset manager loan. Let's blow everybody's mind with how this works, because this is awesome.
I know many people have listened to the show for several years, not nine, because I haven't been talking about it for nine, but they've heard this. And it's becoming extremely more popular because of people are starting to understand how money works. Some people will say, why does it work that way? Or how does it pay off my mortgage so fast? Well, think of it this way. If you have a mortgage and you have a savings account, if the savings account interest, let's say that the savings account would pay you 5%. If it would take that and apply it to your principal, it would drive your payoff down, right? That's kind of how this loan works, because it takes a mortgage, a checking account, the convenience of a checking account, and the interest that you can make on your money on a savings account and puts them into one loan. It's called the Asset Manager All-in-One. We have been doing it since 2007. We actually the home of the asset manager. And the way it works is when you deposit your money into your checking account, it pays you the same rate basically as you're paying on the mortgage and applies it to your principal every month. And by lowering, let's say it takes your payoff from $300,000 down to $299,000. Because it's a simple interest loan and not a compound interest, and a lot of people don't understand what a compound interest is, a compound interest loan basically takes that $300,000 and it re-amortizes it after your payment. So when you make a payment, let's say $2,000 and $400 goes to principal, they're re-amortizing $299,600 for 29 years and 11 months. That is why you will pay 70% of what you borrow in interest to own the home in 30 years. That's compound. Simple interest looks at what's your average daily balance. What's the interest on that? And because of that, and you're lowering your payoff every month, that lowers your payment every month because you're getting basically paid for the money sitting in the account till you spend it. You can spend it all. It's okay. But while it sits there, it's paying you. And because of that, your payment goes down and your payoff goes down. So you start paying less interest to the bank and you own the home faster and you don't change one penny of your spending habits. And it's becoming extremely popular for the second advantage that this loan offers. You have a $300,000 loan. 6 months from now, I have many people who have paid it down to 270, 260. They turn around and they need something. An emergency comes up. They need cash. They don't take it out of savings. They don't put it on a credit card. They They just take it out of their mortgage. It comes with this line of credit for 30 years, not 10 or 15, 30. You have access to the equity in your home for 30 years. Even after you pay it off, you can come back and take it back out, and you don't have to requalify. Now, think about that for a minute. My neighbor had this loan in 2008. She lost her job with the mortgage meltdown. Mm-hmm. She was working for Oppenheimer, making good money. She was unemployed for 18 months. But because they had paid their home down by having the loan for at least a year, they were down. They had $55,000 in equity. They could put in as much as he made, but it wasn't enough to cover the bills to keep their kid in high school.
Right.
Their credit score never went down. They never missed a payment. They still were able to make the payments on everything that they had for 18 months. She gets her job back. They go back to it. She didn't lose the home. There's only been one foreclosure in the United States on this loan since 1999 because of that feature. It's an emergency protection savings plan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, other people use it for other reasons, but that's the purpose of it.
Sure. And, you know, every time you always hear about paying something off early, 100% of the time, it requires us to change something in our spending habits the
spend
way
more.
We want to do. Yeah.
I got to spend more.
And this, no. You do not have to, you know.
Do not have to do that.
Yeah.
Ever. You can just do exactly what you're doing because how much money do you ask yourself? How much money do I put in my savings account or a check account every month? Do I put in 3,000, 5, 8? Wouldn't it be nice if I could make 5, 6% on that? If you had a savings account that you could make 5 to 6% on, wouldn't you put the money in there? Because right now you're making what, a half, maybe one? But guess what? I don't spend the money. I just get paid on it while it sits there, and then it pays my mortgage down, and then I can still write my bills. It's an amazing feature. It's been around since 1965.
And you've given the illustration for of a gentleman that brings the same 50 grand back and forth.
He runs a cleaning company, and his loan was for just over $400,000. On the second day of the month, he takes $50,000 out of his business account, puts it in his mortgage. On the 28th of the month, he puts the money back. So he's increased his savings account with $50,000. He pays off his home in 6 years and 4 months. With the same $50,000, it's not doing anything sitting over here. It starts to teach you the power of lazy money. The rest of the world, we're the only country in the world that does 30-year fixes. Nobody does them with amortized the way we do. Nobody. They don't even do 20s. They do this loan. 35% of all mortgages done in Europe and Australia is this loan. Because you don't have to pay all that. The banks don't have a problem. Because we talked about risk earlier. Some people will say, what's in it for the bank? Well, the bank, a normal bank, has to have people call you or send you nastygrams when your payments are 2 or 3 days late. Then they have to foreclose. Now, remember, there's only been one since 1999. There were $13 million with a standard loan in 2008. So they don't have the expense with this loan. None. Hmm. Because they get their payment every month. Not a problem.
Sure.
So they're not worried about that. They don't have to hire all those people. The other thing is when you give a bank $5,000 or $10,000, they can loan out 8 times that. So they're making 21%, most banks, but not paying you anything. With this loan, they're making 21%, but they're basically saving you the 5 or 6 and making it work. It's a completely different concept.
And, you know, the amazing thing is, the first time you mention this to people, I mean, they look at you like you've lost your mind.
You're lying.
Yeah, we've both been there. But you can sit down with people and show them in just a few minutes exactly how all this works, and it's just as simple as you just said.
I have a spreadsheet. I'd say, what are these numbers? How much do you put in the bank? How much are your bills? Boom, there's how fast you can pay it. I don't make it up. That's the number. And I have hundreds of people. I have a list of people. You'd be more than happy. You can call them and ask them any question you want to ask them. They have no problem with that loan.
Right.
I have people paying off their home in 5 years. Greg Lackey, who comes in and does our show,
mm-hmm.
He owned his home in 5 years and 4 months, $400,000 loan. I has no mortgage payment, but he has this line of credit for 30 years now.
Right. You don't have to go to the bank anymore to get approved.
I don't like banks. I don't have to go there.
Exactly. Got a couple seconds here, but we won't get into anything else. So I want to make sure we have time for your disclosure.
Thank you.
Okay.
One of the things that people will ask me about that loan is, what is the downside? It's too good to be true. I hear that all the time. And it is very good to be true, but there is a downside to the loan. If you are not financially disciplined, this loan is not for you. What I mean by that is if you bounce checks, probably not the right loan. Mm-hmm. If you have, all of a sudden, you come across money or you've saved up $20,000, $30,000 and you decide just to go spend it because you want to buy that Harley, this loan's not for you. It's not to spend money just because you have it. It's to pay your house off and have the security of owning your house to where if a speed bump of life comes along. But if there's an investment opportunity, I got several investors. You know, Mike Hills, we have him on the show.
Sure.
He has this loan. He goes out and buys property all the time now because he can access it.
Yep.
Fix and it's a wonderful thing to do, but you got to be smart with your money. And that's where this loan really works.
Right.
If you're disciplined, great. If you're not, it's not going to work.
Good deal. Your disclosure, sir.
Affordable interest mortgage, 7400 East Arapaho Road, Suite 109, Centennial, Colorado. We are regulated by the Division of Real Estate, NMLS 298191. Our phone number is 720-895-0500, and our website is aimortgage.net.
Once again, folks, you know, you listen to a lot of different shows. You hear a lot of different radio hosts, and every 3 or 4 months, I got new companies are representing and different all that. Kurt's been with us for a number of years. I mean, 9 here with this. Even before that, we were doing business together. I've known him a long time. Trust him 1,000%. So if you want to make sure you get the right information, I promise you, this is the guy to trust. 720-895-0500, aimortgage.net. Kurt, thank you, sir.
No problem.
And thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Once again, check out our website, haystackhelp.com, and our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Have a great day and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.